It'll be interesting. You know, government payments was a huge part of profitability back in 2020. You know, coming out of the pandemic, whether it was CFAP or PPP, I mean, you know, there was a significant amount of the net profit in farms and ranches was coming from Uncle Sam. That dropped off significantly in 2021, rightly so, right? We were coming out of the pandemic. This year, it'll be a reasonable number in the way of crop insurance. But again, that's insurance, and farmers pay premiums for that. So that's not just a direct check from the federal government. So, you know, that'll be interesting. We're about to go into writing a new farm bill. You know, it expires in a year or so. And so, yeah, that'll be things to keep our eye on. It's an interesting dynamic to write a farm bill. On one hand, we have higher commodity prices, which generally tends to work against us in the farm bill process because people think we don't need support. You know, we've got high prices, we're in good shape. But all we got to do is look to this inflation environment and rapidly rising input costs. And it'll be important we get the safety net, safeguards, and the support in place that we've needed in the past. You know, certainly there'll be budgetary challenges too from the federal government side. So there'll be pressure to trim, I'm sure, in certain areas. So that'll be an interesting process for the ag industry to stay engaged in as we go through the next year or two.